I'm Minerva Vasquez, WRPR News. While the most common addictions are focused on drugs, we tend to disregard the addiction of pampering yourself and others with shopping. Anhedonia is the medical term for shopaholism, which is the compulsion of buying unnecessary things, even if not required. Nicole Arani, a 21-year-old student, loves to shop after maxing out all 5 of her credit cards.
I'm addicted to shopping, and it's definitely something I want to seek help for. Aside from planning when to shop and how much money I should spend, I also pick up, like, little accessories all the time.
48 million Americans struggle with shopping addictions, obsessively spending their money on things that are not needed. It's normal to perceive that the addiction mainly affects women, but some men are also shopaholics. Andy Ishak is one of them. As a male, what do you spend money on, and do you have enough to be able to do so?
Well, when I have mood swings, I treat myself to shopping, but not for clothes like you ladies do. My addiction is electronics and new media gadgets. Everything must be fancy and top-notch. This leads to a point that I spend money I can't even afford.
A 20-year-old female who was filmed by MTV show True Life, I'm a Compulsive Shopper, has fallen $17,000 in debt over the past 2 years. She's unable to afford her shopping compulsion, so she has been bouncing checks.
Right now, I'm seeing my therapist once or twice a week. Surrounding myself with a good support system is absolutely necessary. Right now, I paid off one of my first debts. I was about $20,000, so now I'm at $17,000. This is a growing issue. Don't look to the media for your self-image. Like yourself, love yourself, and know yourself.
Anhedonia has the power to control both female and male, changing them to strive to satisfy their thirst for more than what they need. This is Minerva Vasquez, WRPR News.